Okay, first of all, Al, thank you for agreeing to talk to me today and for sharing your information. I know you've never done this before. I think this is a very important topic. So thank you so much for being here.
You are welcome, Miss Judith.
Now, tell me about as much as you're willing to share about your childhood.
Well, I have grown in a stable, quiet household. I haven't encountered any kind of abuse, or I mean just a normal childhood. Well, my father has some has had sometimes like hit us, but it wasn't very frequent. I mean, I don't think that like has left any kind of mark in me. In me, like, that doesn't affect me that much. It was very occasional. I have yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't think at school I wasn't very social at school. Yeah, I think I was kind of introverted at school.
Was there any domestic violence in your family with people hitting each other or calling names or such that went beyond and above the regular
Well,
corrections?
my parents would usually, I mean, not usually, like maybe once a week or so, once a month or so, fight. Or, well, my father has hit my mother, to be honest, quite a few times. Yeah.
Was it in front of you and your siblings, if you have siblings?
He has done that in front of us, to be honest.
Drugs or alcohol use at the home as you were growing up?
No, never. Nothing.
Did you, when you were a kid, did you think about hurting anyone then?
No, I have never about hurting anyone.
What lessons did your family teach you? What did you learn from them?
I think, I mean, the most things that I remember, that don't start a fight. Defend yourself when you are in a fight. Like, don't st start t troubles. But if someone steps on your foot, you can, I mean, like, don't start troubles.
Okay, was that from both parents or your father or?
Both parents,
Okay.
my father mainly, said those things.
Did you have guns in the house when you were growing up?
No,
Okay.
no.
What about, were you taught anything about guns or?
No, either.
So you didn't shoot guns as a kid, never went shooting anywhere with anybody?
No, I have never. But I mean, when I was a child.
Was there any history of a personality disorder or mental health problems in your family that you were aware of?
Well, mental health, mental health generally is not a topic here. People don't talk about it in in my circle. So there could be some, I mean, some mental disorders, like maybe mild ones, but no one gets di diagnosed about those stuff here, at least in my circle.
Okay, now you said you any history or knowledge of a personality disorder or mental health problems in yourself?
No, either. I mean, no.
Even if somebody was acting very different, they wouldn't go to a psychiatrist or psychologist or even to be diagnosed, is what you're saying?
No, I mean, no, people here don't go. I mean, people that I know don't go to a psychiatrist or a therapist or things like that, because people don't trust those people.
Gotcha. Okay, I want to apologize. One of our dogs is in the other room and is barking. So I'm going to have to ignore him because he barks just to bark.
It's
So,
okay, I can hear you clearly.
okay. Yeah, and I've had microphone problems with this for a while. So you are, I guess, grown. You're starting to go to college. About how old were you when you started school? University.
College.
Yes, university.
And I at 18 years
Okay.
old.
Okay. And did you ever have any history of legal trouble, problems with the law?
No, never.
Okay. So you've never been arrested,
No.
never been caught doing anything illegal.
No. No.
Okay. Did you own guns at the time?
At the time of what?
When you
What
were
time?
in college.
No, I didn't own a gun or any kind of arm. I mean, gun. I didn't have own any, but I think. Yeah, my brother has bought a hunting shotgun. It was at our house.
Okay. Now, you told me you were taking a class that was taught by someone who eventually becomes your target.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me is about what you want to say about this class.
Well, this class is related to mechanics. It's not exactly mechanics, but something related to that. So just to have some idea, it was known to be a hard subject in my college. I mean, especially in my department, people know this subject is hard, specifically because that specific professor was teaching it. He was a tough grader. He was generally a tough person, like hard to deal with. He's not like negotiable. Yeah.
Okay, so he already had a reputation of being a difficult professor.
Yeah, but like he's the most probably hated professor in my department. Yep.
they said that about me every now and then.
I didn't say that. I mean, I didn't. I mean, students on Facebook groups like publicly say that subject is really hard because the Professor X is this and that.
Sure. Now, what did your grades look like? How well were you doing in your other classes?
Are my other classes other than this one?
Correct, yes.
I was about the middle. I wasn't on top of the class or the low. My GPA is about 3 out of 4.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I did in most subjects. C, I get C plus. I don't know if that's the grading system you use there.
It is.
I mean, yeah. Most of my subjects are C plus, B minus, B, things like that. I get A at some subjects occasionally.
Okay, and we talked about some of the problems you had in this class with this professor. Can you tell us about that?
Well, it started from that subject I have told you about. When I after doing the first exam, I solved a question, and I have studied well for the exam. I mean, prepared well for the exam, and there was like the last question, the hardest question in the exam. and I sold it in a full page. I have I don't remember the details because it's been like 3 or 4 years ago, but he was really tough in grading me in that question, and he gave me about 1 out of 6 or something like that, because he say your solution is not organized, and I have just gave you this mark for attempting. So he's saying he's generous for giving me this single mark. So that was disappointing. But that's what I usually do. I posted online my question. I had the test paper, so I posted that question online and my answer. And professors from the internet started telling me that my answer was actually unorganized or disorganized. So I kind of backed up and said, yeah, maybe I'm wrong and the professor is right. Yeah.
Okay. Did you try to talk to him about it or sit down with him and say, okay, what do I need to do?
I mean, yes, I have been to his office and said, why did I get this? I mean, like this mark in this question, in this specific question. And that's what he said. Your solution is very unorganized, and I just gave you this mark out of generosity, something like that, for attempting.
Okay. Was that the only situation, or were there more?
In that class, that was the only situation I remember. But that was like the start. I like hated him more. And after 1 year or a couple of years, I took another class with him. Let me remember what was the class.
Do you feel like he singled you out? Did you feel that way?
Like targeted me in specific.
Yes.
I felt so, but I don't. I mean, sometimes I like talk to myself that maybe he treats everyone that way, so I should not play the victim or something like that. But it feels like he's like in particular, like me.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
Did you ever seek help from the college administration or anyone maybe above the department or who were running the school?
No, to be honest, I have never tried to.
Okay. How about
Yeah.
friends and family? Did you ever sit down with them and discuss it?
Well, after taking the second subject, and I have had a subject project, like a report about like some problem that we need to do a lot of research and come up with a report of many scientific papers, like a summary of multiple scientific papers. So I worked in, I mean, I worked on that project or report very hard for at least 3 weeks with my group. I had a group, and I have put a lot of time in that report, a lot of effort, and I have prioritized it over many subjects and tests. And at the end, I mean, I did that because I know this professor is a tough grader, and he is like very strict. So when I showed him the report, he was say, "This is too good to be you. You must have cheated," or like he has showed me specific things that I am 100% sure are genuine and honest. And he said, "This is can't be you. I know What can stu my stu I know what can my, what my students can do, and th this is not what you can do, and you probably have cheated here. So that was very disappointing. Yeah.
Okay, so he accused you basically of just you work like crazy on this assignment to do your best, and then he turns around and says, "No, this isn't you, you cheated."
Yeah, literally.
Okay. How did that make you feel?
Oh, you can imagine working on things. I have understood that later. I don't justify what he did. It was too harsh, especially for a bachelor's student. I have understood later that many, like, high studies, masters or PhD students like me encounter things like that, rejection by professors, like on daily basis or usually. But I mean, not in bachelor's, I guess, because you are not used to doing research and reporting. So you need guidance and you need help and support, so you can feel confident about what you make. So it made me feel, I mean, I worked hard on that. So it made me feel so worthless, kind of feeling like after doing all that, or all effort wasted down the drain.
Okay, how long did it take you for this anger to start building?
Probably a couple of days. I
Okay.
mean, the hate, I mean, not hate, but the anger has built up over like a couple of years since I have met him. But the real like hate, maybe a week or less.
Okay, were you keeping a journal at the time or writing anything down or maybe writing down your thoughts?
Well, I have posted on Reddit about that, my situation, and also people weren't I mean, people were I've posted that on grad on let me remember what subreddit.
Okay.
It's something about college or things like that, something like that. And some professors has replied to me that I'm probably the wrong one, like side, and my teacher has no purpose from like accusing me of cheating or like targeting me in specific. They were saying that he's actually a professor, like a full professor. So they were saying, he probably doesn't know your name even. So that was,
So that added to it.
yeah, probably that didn't really help either.
Oh, were you using drugs, marijuana, coke, anything during this time?
No, I don't even smoke.
Were you drinking, using any alcohol?
No, I don't drink or smoke. Excuse me.
I coughed.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. Did, as far as social life, were you going out with friends or did you just stay at home? Or tell me about that.
When?
While all of this is going on with this professor.
Well, I mean, like in college, yeah, I have couple of friends, yeah, but I didn't talk to them about that.
Okay. So you never told anybody what you started planning or when you started planning to
Well,
take.
yeah, I was, well, I was at home, like around that time, sorry, and my brother was like walked in the room. And he noticed that I'm not okay. he knew that I'm like there's something going on, and I at that moment I was like building the plan and things like that. I mean, looking back, it's kind of funny. He was, what's going on? And I have told him, to be honest, like what I am thinking about, and he started laughing, like he didn't take me seriously, and said, if you are serious, don't do that and ruin your whole life for something like temporary.
Okay, set the scenario for us. For example, when did you start thinking about hurting this professor? Did you plan it out?
Yes, I did. I had a not perfect plan, but at that point, I didn't care about the consequences. I mean, on myself, like if they will put me in jail, I didn't plan to hide it or escape the scene. Like I had probably planned to. Oh, I hate talking about that because it's very past. Anyways, like I probably thought about killing myself as well.
Did you write down any plans or maybe sketches or drawings?
No, I didn't.
And you said there were no weapons in the house. How did you obtain a weapon? How did you get a weapon?
I mentioned that my brother had a hunting shotgun. Yeah. So I took that one.
Now, how did you get it into the school, or how were you going to get it into the school, I should say?
You simply just put it in your bag. In your pack bag, I mean, backpack, yeah, and just walk in.
Now, how many different plans did you come up with, or did you think about?
Probably two.
Okay, and Al, tell me how many different. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's try this again.
Worries.
Now, you were wanting to shoot this one person, this professor. Did you plan on shooting anyone else?
No.
Even if somebody tried to stop you or any other students?
Oh, I mean, the plan was to jump him in the office, so and make sure that there is no one in the hall. So, yeah.
Did you plan on hurting yourself at the same time?
Maybe after like hurting him.
So you're thinking, okay, I'm going to shoot him and then I will turn the gun on myself.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Were you planning to leave any notes or any written papers?
No, I don't like that dramatic, like things.
Okay. Talk to me about the day you were going to actually attack him. Walk me through that.
Very stressful. Mindless, probably I would describe it.
So you were just acting, you weren't thinking.
Can you
I
say
don't
that again, please?
want to put words in your mouth. You were acting without thinking. So your mind was a blank, or how did that work?
I mean, I was acting mindlessly. That's what I am saying.
Okay. And how far did you get with that plan?
Just getting into college with the with the shotgun, like I don't know if you are familiar with shotguns, but some shotguns can be like bent in half, so it can fit inside the backpack.
So you drove to the school, or you got to the school, you had this gun in your backpack.
Yeah.
What were you going to do next?
I didn't attend any classes that day, by the way. And yeah, I think I chickened out that day. You know, I'm not sure if I'm using this word correctly, but yeah, I think I just said like I didn't just didn't do it.
So did you get as far as close to his desk?
No, I
Office,
didn't
I'm
go to
sorry.
his office. No, I didn't go around his office even.
Okay, so you're in the school and you're carrying this shotgun that's been broken down.
Yeah.
Okay, did you just wander the halls or sit in one place?
I have been to our department in my college, and I was walking around. Like it was very stressful, and I didn't attend any classes that day, and I just went home after a couple of hours.
Were you afraid or were you still angry? Or tell me about that. What were you feeling?
Probably more of afraid. I was scared, or I think I was hesitant, very hesitant. That's why I didn't do any further. And I think I sometimes logically think about things. Maybe at that moment I kind of th thought about myself logically and about this whole situation.
Now, what gave you the idea of taking a gun to school and harming someone? Were there any famous cases, for example, Columbine or Sandy Hook, that inspired you or you took notes from? Did you take any notes from any other school shootings?
I'm not familiar with those you have mentioned, but there is like a Russian shooting footage I have seen once on Reddit. I'm not sure if you are familiar with that. I don't know any like name of that footage. I didn't to take any notes from that. But maybe that somehow affected how I think about it, or
Did you actually envision yourself in your head, like playing a movie where you actually walked in or walked up to him and shot him?
yeah, I had that like a video in my head. And blood and things like that swimming in his blood. And
Were you?
the like his blood like smudges on the back of his office, but on the back of his desk.
Were you going to say anything to him
No.
or after?
No, I wouldn't. Maybe curse him or like things like that.
And your brother was the only person you told, and he just laughed it off.
I mean, he didn't. I mean, I'm known to be a quiet person, so he probably didn't think I'm really considering that. You know what I'm saying? And he, if he knew I'm actually serious, he would have stopped me.
Okay. And
And
go ahead.
yeah, I if he knew I has taken his shotgun, he would probably be more concerned, like very concerned.
When you came home that day after carrying the gun around at school, did you talk to anyone about it?
No, not at all. I mean, I have never talked about it ever after until I have talked about, I mean, posted on some subreddit, on some comment on a post, and you reply to me, I guess.
Tell me about how you're doing now. You don't have to talk about work or any identification that gives you away, but tell me about how you are now.
Yeah, I have graduated just 3 months ago, and I have done very well in my thesis defense with a graduation project that was very admired by the judging professors. And luckily, that one professor wasn't a part of the judging.
Committee.
And after that, I'm still looking for jobs. I have done, oh my God. And I have enrolled a master's program just a couple of weeks. I didn't know how I forgot about that.
Excellent. Congratulations.
No, thank you. Thank you so much.
When you look, Al, when you look back at all of this, how do you feel?
It sounds funny. That's what I can say. It sounds crazy. It doesn't really, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I think, is that really me? Like, I did something so crazy and irresponsible. So, like, I mean, if imagine if I was like caught with that gun in my backpack, my life would also be like ruined as well. But I was just lucky that I, you know. And my life wouldn't be, I mean, my life, I consider my life is quiet now and fine. So it wouldn't be like this if I progressed with that.
You still feel angry at this professor?
I wish if he changed, to be honest. I believe that his methodology is the right thing, or his way. He should explain more. I mean, some people might argue that he is a professor, or he's not he doesn't have any time to explain himself to students. But I believe that he must explain more and make things more clear. I don't know, he doesn't really justify why he does things, and that he must not judge people by their past or their, and I mean, he thinks he really knows his students and their abilities, but he doesn't. So that's something very very, I don't know, very bad.
Are you, or would you consider yourself an impulsive person that just makes decisions on the fly, or you think about something for a long time before you actually do something?
I don't think I'm impulsive. Impulsive means to do things immediately without much thinking, right?
Correct.
I don't think I'm impulsive, but I usually think about things for some time and like measure the consequences and the like what are the, like, think about things logically. Usually, I mean, most of the time.
Okay, let's talk about how we can help people that are actually thinking about taking a gun or let's try this again. Let's talk about helping people who are actually thinking about taking a weapon to school and committing a crime. If someone believes their friend or a family member might commit a crime on campus, what is the best thing they can do for that person?
I think about the family member. If they like suspected their siblings or their son is like have any signs, they should take that seriously and investigate more about that, because it could be a potential that he is planning something very bad. And I mean, I think installing gates at campus that can detect like any suspicious items or guns should be can help very much. But maybe they should, I mean, you said, how can we help people who have, who might bring a gun to school or something like that? I think if some a kid or a student was caught before committing something bad, they shouldn't be like sentenced for years in jail rather than help through therapy or yeah, mental health help. Because they are probably not bad people, but they were put in a bad situation and they didn't think much about it. And they just were impulsive, just like how I was at that couple of days.
Do you keep up with or read anything about any school shootings now?
Well, I have heard about not exactly a school shooting, but a student has like stabbed a professor multiple times and killed him. I'm not sure. I mean, sorry. It wasn't obvious if if it was a campus related murder or something out of campus, but it was a student and the professor. It was just a couple of days ago or one day ago.
Do you have anything to add, Al, that you want people to know about the situation, about taking a weapon to school?
Anyone that might not look like a criminal or psycho could be thinking about that. I don't mean to sus be suspicious about everyone, but someone who does that doesn't have to be a beast. They could be a cute, quiet person. I don't know what I'm saying, but yeah.
So you think it could be anyone? They don't have to look or act a certain way?
Yeah, they could be quiet and but hiding those like impulsive thoughts inside them.
Al, do you have anything to add that you want people to know? I'm sorry, I just asked that. Let's try it again.
No worries.
How can we prevent school shootings in the future, or do you think we even could?
Sorry. I think we can divide this question in two parts. Sorry. Parents can help in that by not putting, I mean, not having armed guns. Can we repeat that? Can we
Yes,
do this
sure.
again? Okay.
How can we prevent school shootings?
We can prevent school shooting by raising more awareness for teaching members like professors and lecturers, so they don't be too mean or too harsh for with their students, because they has feelings and they might like react so bad. I don't put the whole blame on teachers or professors, but on the other side, raise awareness for students themselves, so they know that if a professor grades them bad or low, that doesn't mean they hate them in specific. And also from the parents' side, to look after their children or their sons, that if they sound suspicious, and talk with them regularly, so they can sense any kind of bad intentions, and keep guns always out of reach.
Did you feel like growing up that you could talk to your parents about anything and they would understand?
No. I wish I had parents, especially father, who I can't talk to about anything, because sometimes like I see my friends, they tell their parents about anything, and I just can't. Sometimes I get in troubles and I don't tell my parents about it. And when my father knows about it, sometimes, I mean, in some occasions, my father later knows about it, and he starts blaming me for not telling him in a harsh way, you know, in a aggressive way. So that doesn't help in the next time. I mean, it would have helped so much if my parents weren't, I mean, my father is aggressive when I try to talk to him about something, and my mother is judgmental, I guess. Like she will like she probably might bring that up again later if I talk to her about something. So that's why sometimes I avoid about telling her and him things about me. I tell him about them about the things that are not important, or things that are like general things.
Can we even prevent school shootings, or is it always going to be something that's there?
I don't know.
Al, do you have anything to add that you want people to know, people listening right now?
No. No, I don't have anything to add.
Tell me why you're doing this interview.
Well, you might be disappointed from my answer, but well, I first of all, I really need to help people to be more aware about school shooting because it's a horrific phenomenon. And also, I thought this is a good chance to practice my English with a native speaker, low key.
Okay. Well, Al, I am very proud of you that you did not go through with your plans. I'm very proud of you that you took yourself by the, let me try this again. I
No.
am very proud of you that you are doing as well as you're doing now. I am
Yes, thank you.
so glad you weren't a statistic that took a gun into a school and caused harm. Did they have security at that school? They were
Yes, they had a lot of security, like probably as much as students. Just kidding, but there were a lot of security guards, but they are just about if you have like a layer cake, they will not allow you to enter it.
okay, what? Explain to me what that is. A layer cake, you said?
A tart. I mean, like if you have something, a food or a meal, they might
Gotcha.
not
Okay.
they might not allow you to enter it. That so they are kind of pointless, I believe.
Did you have metal detectors or shakedowns or people looking in the backpack?
No, they don't have.
So you knew nobody was going to look in your backpack.
Yeah, I mean, I have thought about it before. Like anyone can bring like I mean they don't have any electrical gates or detection gates, so anyone can bring anything as long as it's hidden in their backpack.
Did you know anybody else that brought a weapon to school?
No.
Okay, let's try this again. Al, I want you to know that I am very proud of you that you did not go through your plans that day.
Thank
And
you.
I'm happy to know that you have learned from it and that you are at a good place today. And I'm very proud of you and happy that you agreed to talk to me and to let other people know your thoughts and feelings. And I believe that this is going to help someone.
I'm glad too that I didn't progress with that, and I'm the person I am right now.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Take care of
You're
you. And you have a great day.
Thank you, Miss Judith.